Tired of the smell and air quality in your basement or crawl space? Don't despair. The newest Wave Moisture Control Unit will transform your basement or crawl space into a drier, healthier, more comfortable environment. The new Wave units incorporate smart technology, using wireless sensors upstairs and down, which monitor conditions and automatically adjust the ventilation rate for optimal performance. An app allows you to monitor and control your unit from anywhere. In the presence of carbon monoxide, an alert will be sent to the app and the unit will automatically ventilate at the highest rate. Get rid of moisture, radon, and gases from your basement and your whole house year-round with Wave. Wave units are maintenance-free and only cost pennies a day to run. Performance guaranteed. Dealer opportunities available. Call now, 888-717-WAVE, 888-717-WAVE, or visit dryhealthyhome.com, dryhealthyhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
The Good Day Health Show is on the air with Dr. Jack Stockwell. He is a board-certified NUCA chiropractor. He's in a rarefied group. He breathes that rarefied air in Salt Lake City that's so clean, clear, through, and deodorized, too. That's why he's so sharp, because he has the benefit of just wonderful air. He's a GAPS practitioner as well. He and his wife run a clinic in Salt Lake City that is dedicated to helping people not only in the office, but he has a concierge medical practice. People call in for advice and help. They take the symptom survey at his website, ForbiddenDoctor.com. And let me tell you, as somebody who's taken the survey, it is very inclusive, very helpful, and the information you'll get from the nutritionists when they call you to evaluate your symptom survey is like it's a dream, and you don't have to pay for it, which makes it even better. You need to know what's going on in your body, and at no charge to you, Jack offers with his staff an analyzation of your profile that you present in the symptom survey. And they'll spend a half hour or more on you, with you on the phone. Jack's on the phone sometimes. The nutritionists are. It's a very good way to establish a pathway to understanding what's going on in your body. And as I said, I say that because I've been through it. I've taken it, and it's a fabulous exercise. So don't waste, don't squander the opportunity to get something from Jack for nothing.
Well, I will consult with patients. I saw three brand new patients yesterday.
Yeah.
And they will bring in a little bag of stuff they picked up along the way. Well, I heard I should use this. I heard I should use that.
Yeah.
A lot of times it's synthetic. What the symptom survey does is it specifically targets your needs. Mm-hmm. Because somebody else benefited from this particular addition to their diet or a supplement doesn't mean this is what you're looking for. You may be looking for something entirely different. So we target it directly to what your body says it needs based on the results of a symptom survey you fill out. And it's you're not filling in the blank, that kind of stuff. You're just, yeah, that's me. No, this
no,
is
you
me.
Answer
yeah,
the question.
Me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What can you tell us about your feelings with regard to this? Do you have heavy trouble breathing when you run? How do your muscles feel when you exercise? Do you have gas? And if you do, is it after eating? You know, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, we go through all the systems of the body. All the systems are there.
It's a science.
Certain triggers, yeah, there are certain triggers involved with certain systems within the body. Mm-hmm. And gives us a better profile where, here's this right here. It's just a house of cards. Here is where the weakness is that we can ascertain. If you'll do this, most of which you can do at home, if you'll do this, you may find a lot of these symptoms disappearing in 30 days.
Yep, and that's the idea.
And no charge up to that point. No charge.
Yeah. All right.
There's only
there
a charge if you want to continue on with the advice that we have to give you.
We all have something wrong with us. We all have some problem in our body. It's by its very nature. Our body is it's perfect, but it isn't, if you know what I mean.
It needs the right kind of fuel, and if it's missing something in that fuel package, eventually there's going to be a deficiency to show up.
Catch up with you. So that's why I take, for example, the Long Life Energy enzymes every day. I don't do the thyroid every day. I think I do it every other day. I've never been sure. You know, that's probably a good question for you, especially, Jack. The thyroid, How do you know whether it's working well or it isn't? I mean, with the enzymes, you know that you need to perfect what's going on in your gut. You need to have the gut firing on all eight cylinders. So these enzymes are necessary every day, and you can understand that. As far as the thyroid is concerned, what do you really need to keep your thyroid, and how do you know, unless you actually have it tested, what your thyroid needs?
Well, there are signs for an overactive thyroid, and there are signs for an underactive thyroid. And most of the thyroid problems that exist in our country is a hypothyroid. It's underperforming. We don't have enough of a particular substance or mineral or food, something missing in the food supply to give adequate stimulation to good thyroid function. Now, the thyroid is it's not the hormone that the thyroid makes, thyroxin. It's not the gasoline of the body, but it is the gas pedal. The gasoline of the body, the fuel of the body, is something that's called ATP, adenosine triphosphate. And the foods that we eat break down into amino acids from the proteins, which are the building blocks of the body. The fats will break down into fatty acids, which are just beautiful little energy sources. And the carbohydrates break down into glucose. And when you get all of these things broken down to their smallest element, what takes place inside the cell, inside the energy factory inside of our cells, is the production of something that's called ATP. And it's a very powerful oxygenating chemical that adds the fuel to the system, which is why I call it the gasoline of the body. But how fast that gasoline is burned depends on the availability of the thyroid hormone, which is thyroxin. And it's iodine-based, and it is absolutely essential to life. The cellular functions cannot take place without this hormone.
So we're in the weeds. How do we know whether our thyroid is functioning? There are two kinds of symptomatic questions and answers here. You have either hypothyroid problems or hyperthyroid problems, and they both present differently. But, you know,
well, we have three podcasts on this very subject. I think it's podcast 26, 27, and 28, because there's so much information here, and we presented on a, you know, kind of a street level for everybody to understand. But it you know, if you're sluggish, if you've got some extra weight gain, if your head is not as clear as you think it ought to be, if you're losing the get up and go energy, if you're just kind of sitting around all the time,
it's about energy,
if it takes
thyroid,
you a couple of seconds to get a thought going in your head, we always look to the thyroid first.
So,
and it's
there's
probably
nothing
underproducing.
That you can overdo. You can not take, I guess that's my question about, as I said, when it comes to the enzymes, I don't think you can overdo that. I wonder if you can take too much of this thyroid modifier.
No, it's food. It's just food.
Just food.
There is no thyroid hormone in this product. It's just food to get your thyroid, specific to the thyroid, to get the thyroid back in operation to produce the right kind of hormonal level you need. Because one day you may need extra thyroid hormone. The next day you may not need as much. And you want your body to regulate that. But when you take a synthetic hormone for the thyroid every day, you're getting the same amount every day, regardless of what the body's requirements really are. And so from the medical point of view, they'll do blood work, and they'll look at your TSH, and they'll look at your T3 and T4 and reverse T3 and a bunch of other things, trying to determine in one moment in time what your body's requirements are. Rather than the approach that we take, working from the inside out, is let's just support the thyroid to do its job correctly, and you don't have to worry about outside influences.
All right. So there's the reason to think about using the Ageless Thyroid product, because it's food. And so any amount of food you have, there certainly is not going to be too much of it. Too much of a good thing, nah, I don't believe that. Good things, unless it comes to ice cream, then maybe there's too much of, they could be too much of a good thing. And then you have to get on the scale and you want to lose weight. So now let's focus on losing some weight using Calitrin. Calitrin works so easily. You take it at bedtime. Make sure you haven't had anything to eat for a couple of hours. And within the first 9 minutes after closing your eyes, your body will start rejuvenating. And that's what happens, Jack. When you go to bed, your body, when you go to sleep, starts to rebuild, to rejuvenate, to repair, to regrow itself. And Calitrin works with your body's natural repair system to support and strengthen lean muscle tissue, which is what you need. And the reason that it works is because it comes from 100% collagen. Collagen is the protein that your body is made from and made with. So when you get a little older, collagen production starts to decline and you need to bring the numbers back up again. And that's where Calitrin comes in. You're losing weight using Calitrin. You're getting more energy using Calitrin. You'll have more support for various parts, the mechanisms of your body, if you will. So take the advice of a lot of people who've been using this product off and on for almost 30 years. Calitrin and the collagen protein that's with it. I don't like to get too demonstrative here, but you know what I'm saying. We need to have protein. Anybody who works out, always told, in order to get results, you got to have protein. And this is the building block of your life. That's why this product is so helpful. There's so many different benefits. Take collagen with Calitrin. Stimulate your body to produce more collagen on its own, more protein. By the way, right now you can get at toploss.com a special deal from the folks that make Calitrin. It's a 10% offer that you, if you buy one, two, three bottles, you get 10% off using the code DJV. But once you bought three, they give you a fourth one free. So discounts on the first three and a free bottle on the fourth buy. So get to the toploss.com, the website, toploss.com. Use the code DJV and you'll get the 10% discount and the fourth bottle free. That's toploss.com. Get into the action. Rebuild your body. Lose the weight. Be healthy. Calitrin at toploss.com. Use the code DJV for the special 10% offer. Would you put 8 teaspoons of sugar in a glass of water? Teaspoons of sugar in a glass of water. Why that question, Jack?
Well, a lot of people are not aware of how much sugar is in the foods that they eat, the things that they drink. For example, just a common 20-ounce sports drink. And we know what those are because every time we turn on the TV, there's some sports drink.
Especially this time of year, it's so hot, yeah, and people want to, they're right, told they can replenish their electrolytes. Is that true?
So
can you do that with those drinks?
There's sodium and potassium and chloride in there at a very small amount. Yep. So the drink doesn't taste salty. But the way that they make it palatable is the average drink has as many as 8 teaspoons of sugar in a 20-ounce. You know, just a large flavored coffee can have as many as 25 teaspoons of sugar. Three times what's in a 12-ounce can of cola. Vitamin water, if you look at the label, vitamin water has at least 8 teaspoons of sugar. But they get around this because they put in grams. They got the food labeling laws, so they don't have to tell you how many teaspoons in there. They go by grams. A single cup of low-fat yogurt can have as many as 12 teaspoons of sugar, which is the only way this anybody would eat any of this stuff, because without that sugar in there, it would be absolutely tasteless.
I try when Megan or anybody, I'm around the kids, they feed Miles, my grandson, things without sugar. So Megan gets a quart of this yogurt that tastes like paste.
Yeah.
And that's because I've been schooled, or I've schooled myself, to love or crave sugar. So I want it in my pie. I want it in my ice cream. I want it in my cake. I want it in my cookies. I want it in my candy. And he's just being, he loves the yogurt. I give the yogurt, what was left over, I gave to the dog. Because I'd rather have Yoplait, frankly. And that's the best example. But I'm drinking vitamin water as well, because it's hot on the farm in the summertime, and I've been trying to do a better job of electrolytes. But I, in all of this, frankly, using the Calitrin, and as I know you've been using it as well, I have gone from 184 when I came back in April from California, weighed 184, and now weigh 172. And it's the lowest weight I've been in 3 or 4 years. And I feel like I want to get rid of the middle stuff. Mm-hmm. And that's really what, if you're thinking about
that's usually the hardest thing to get rid of.
Gut.
But But that's almost, that little bit of belly fat there is almost a combination of sugar and grain.
Yeah, right.
So if you can watch the intake of sugar and grain, and especially with the addition of something like calitrin, because it builds the protein content of the body, and protein burns fat.
So the grains that you're talking about, the stuff that we eat, the pasta, is right, exactly. Whatever is made from, flour is made from grains. And so you may, if you're, some people think grains are like granola. Okay, yes, but the oats that are used to make Cheerios and the rice that used to make Rice Krispies or any of the wheat to Weetabix. So, yeah, look at the product and what it's named, and it'll tell you what's in it in part, at least the basic ingredient. And most of those grains are not good for you, right?
Well, most of them we do not have the digestive capability. Now, whole grain that has been fermented, whole grain that has been soaked in water, the water drained off, so that the shell of the grain has been softened. Now, you can get some good nutrition out of that. But when you grind the dried up grain, the grain berry, and expose the internal parts of that berry to oxygen, you end up with a rancidity that's actually carcinogenic.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
I look at Balance of Nature, and I look what it's doing for me as I've started taking it, and for the patients that I have that are taking it, it's been phenomenal watching the changes that have happened and how much healthier and how much more energy that they have. I haven't heard any negative feedback from any of my patients who have been taking the product. The thing that amazes me with it is that it's so simple.
For a limited time, use discount code DJV to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code DJV.
I'm Doug Steffen with one of the country's top doctors, giving you your prescription for a longer, better, happier, healthier life. You have no health, you have no life. I believe that. My father said that to me. Without your health, you got nothing, and that's true. Absolutely true. There is. I don't know how you could argue, Jack, against that point. It isn't.
Well, I wouldn't venture in that area because that's exactly what we're trying to promote.
Right, exactly. All right. So I was looking at an overview of our lives. I'm sort of a history buff. And when I studied American history post-Civil War, the average age, the life expectancy, it isn't fair to talk about what life expectancy was during the Civil War, because the men who were killing each other off, the youngest and brightest and best, that happens in every war. You kill off all the young, smart people. So 600,000 Americans died during that conflict. So the life expectancy at that point was like down to 30. After the war, before we got into the Industrial Revolution, the average life expectancy in our country is about 47, 48 years old. Now, today, we can expect to live a lot longer, maybe twice as long as that. But aging is one of those things that, I don't know, people don't seem to grasp what it really is. It is the story of your body, if I may. The story of your body is inflammation. It is dealing with cellular reconstruction, rejuvenation. Most people don't understand, I don't think, Jack, do you, that their body completely replaces itself depending on the cellular area. Your bones, I think, every 3 months, but some parts of your body literally are rebuilt and changed every day in a cellular way, right?
Yeah, the inside of your mouth that lines your cheeks, the lining of the gut. The lining of the gut itself is replaced every 3 to 5 days because of all the material moving through it, constantly sloughing off cells.
Yeah.
And your body is rebuilding those cells based on the nutrition that's flowing through your bloodstream at any particular period of time. And so depending on what we're eating, what we digest, what we actually absorb is going to predict to a large degree how healthy we're going to be as we age.
Yeah. There's a, I was looking at a book written by a guy who is a DO, and I never understood DOs. What's a DO? Is a doctor of
osteopathy.
Osteopathy. So a bone guy, more or less, right?
Well, no. Well, osteopathy came from a doctor still about 150 years ago. In fact, osteopathy predates chiropractic. And it was Dr. Still's theories at the time, and he had pretty good evidence to support it, that the position of the bones in the spine regulated the circulation of blood and fluid throughout the body. Mm-hmm. And he was correct. Mm-hmm. And osteopathy grew by, you know, just leaps and bounds, and was a very big competitor to medicine, just as chiropractic did when it showed up in 1895. And it grew by leaps and bounds because of its effect on the body. That's like Dr. Still, Dr. Palmer, that came up with chiropractic, said the position of the bones in the spine would predict how well the nerves worked. Now, when you have healthy functioning nerves and you have a healthy functioning circulation system, you're going to have a healthy body. But these were such a big competition to Morris Fishbein and the AMA back in the 1930s. That medicine set out to destroy osteopathy, but they couldn't because there was too much demand for it. So they absorbed it, gave them drugs, brought them into the medical, just as medicine is trying to do with chiropractic right now. They tried to destroy chiropractic. They lost a huge federal lawsuit of millions and millions of dollars when it was proven that collusion was going on. And now medicine is trying to absorb chiropractic by, there are several state legislatures right now that have bills before them to give level two drugs like Lortab to chiropractors. That'll be the end of chiropractic, just as osteopathy is not what it was a long time ago. With that long answer, and I'm so, I apologize for doing that, but that's what a DO is. A DO is pretty well a medical doctor who does a little bit of spinal manipulation.
All right. So understanding that and how important it is, because your explanation there, I thought, was well-formed, helping people to think about how we are being transformed. The information that's around, the amount of drugs that are around, the care that happens to us as we get older, whether you're going, electing to go to see chiropractors, and whether you're going to acupuncturists, you go to good physical therapists, all of these things are aimed at helping you live longer and much more healthy. Baby boomers, you and I are baby boomers. We're the ones who are the core here. We want to have more vigor. We want to live our lives. And frankly, I was looking at a book that sort of underscores what I have said all along about muscle and strength and that sort of thing. It's called How We Die, Reflections on Life's Final Challenges. This is sort of the book, The Art of Aging, came from the same guy. And in essence, what we're talking about is strength. This fellow, because he is a DO, I guess, focuses on the things, as you just explained, why strength training is so important. Walking, proper diet, yeah, but physical strength. Your upper body, your spine, need to have that physical strength, that muscular support. Otherwise, when you slip and fall, you will break your hip, which happens to so many people. And then under the circumstances, they get pneumonia and they're cooked. And it's that it sounds very simplistic the way I explained it, but that's what happens.
It's correct. That's correct enough. Yeah, you're correct.
Right. Yeah, people. I knew a guy who was 68 years old and he fell down. He didn't have any muscle at all. I mean, it doesn't make any difference how old you are. You can build muscle. I saw a woman who was 60-something years old, and she looked like she was 30-something years old because she's working out, and she has that muscular tone, if that's what you want to call it, the bulk that holds her skeleton together. Otherwise, you're just going to fall apart. And that's really what this guy is saying, and I think that's what we're saying. The reason we're living longer is because we figured out, even though imagine if you ate well and had the exercise and understood your body the way we do now, you'd live to 100. The average age would be 114, 115.
Well, you're right. You're absolutely right. And I want to go back to something you had said earlier about the average age 100 years ago only being in the 40s. Mm-hmm. Both my grandfathers were born in the 1800s. Yeah. One of them lived into his 90s. The other one lived into his early 80s. And a lot of us have, if we collect memorabilia or pictures or nostalgic stuff of our early ancestors, all of us have these old gray-haired, long-bearded grandfathers and aged-looking grandmothers in these black-and-white photographs. The reason they say we only lived into our 40s is because that's the average age. And the average age was moderated by early childhood death. And until we started cleaning up our water supply in the early 1900s, we, you know, your chances of surviving 3, 4, 5 years old weren't very good if you were living in, you know, living in conditions that were outside of what you'd consider hygienic or sanitary. Once the water treatment bills of 1914 and the acts of Congress started coming out after that, that little communities had to clean up their water supply. All of a sudden, childhood death disappeared, or at least it was greatly decreased. So when we talk about how long people lived 100 years ago, you got to remember that was the average thing, because we all have ancestors who were born in the late 1800s, early 1900s, that lived a long time.
Well, I think what happens, I think about, as I was sitting here listening to you, I'm thinking about my grandfather on my mother's side. I never knew my father's father because his mother died when he was 3 weeks old, and his father just ran off and married somebody else, had a family. My father grew up as an orphan with his aunts, and he just had a roof over his head, and that was it.
Yeah.
So, and but I think about his grandmother, because I did know his grandmother. She lived to be 93. She was Belgian, didn't speak a lick of English. I just remember seeing, we called her Ma Van, sitting in a window, one of those window seats, looking out the window at whatever was going on. But somehow or other, she infused in my father, he was growing up, a certain amount of fear, a certain amount of the right way to do things. But she didn't have any pressure. It didn't outwardly, anyway, seem like she had any pressure in her life. And she ruled with an iron fist. And, you know, the consequences of her being the boss were good for her, apparently.
And a lot of these people, I'm sorry to interrupt you.
A lot of these people
100 years ago were eating farm food.
Yeah.
And if they were living on farms, they were buying farm food that was brought into town. These people were eating very nutritious foods that had not been processed. And that's why, you know, for example, I will give an example because of a particular kind of testing that we do in the office. I can tell when I look at the results. If we did a test on an 80-year-old woman who was raised on a farm and never left the farm until she got married and maybe moved into town then, or a current 16, 17-year-old young girl, I can look at the results and I can tell you which one is which.
Yep.
Because nine times out of ten, the woman who was raised on a farm, grew up, raised children to, and fed them the way she was fed, will have a very good-looking profile, even at 80 years old, compared to a child who hasn't eaten anything if it wasn't in a box, a vial, a bag, or a can.
Yep. It's pretty, it's just amazing to contemplate, actually. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity Products is a way for you to support your body and to, as we've underscored all of these things, to help you live older. And maybe, well, not maybe, you're going to be healthier if you have more fish oil omega-3s in your body and krill oil. The omega-3s are for your circulation. The krill oil is to help your joints work better with your muscles. All of these things that we're talking about all tie together. In 7 days, you will feel and notice the difference when you get on the program at Purity's behest. They'd like to give you a free bottle to get started. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10, available now for your cardiovascular health, for your joint comfort. It's yours free when you call 800-355-1493. That's 800-355-1493. Get the oils, get the support. The CoQ10 gives you energy, all of it. It's a great combination, and it's a small, little, powerful pill. So promote yourself into good health, feeling well, being well, with Omega-3s and the krill oil. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 is the product, available now free at 800-355-1493. Get your free bottle, you pay shipping and handling, and that's it. This is an $80 value. You get it free at 800-355-1493. All right, postscript on this, Jack.
Well, remember, the people who were raised on these farms were eating pasture-raised animals that were eating farm foods, and these people were eating the foods that were raised with good fresh water, good sunshine, not loaded down with herbicides, pesticides, insecticides, everything else that we find in our foods today. So that's why they had such a strong constitution and had no problem living into their 90s.
Yeah,
today, well, you know, we have people today whose children are dying before they die because of the tremendous level of malnutrition in this country.
Well, we hear those stories about how horrifying it is for a parent to bury his or her child. There are all kinds of things going on now, stuff we eat, stuff we drink, stuff that's in the air that really limit our ability sometimes. We get these diseases, we get these problems, and that's what is cutting down on the success rate of living to be happy, healthy, and old-timer. We have interpreters to give you the meaning, the story behind the story, like Dr. Jack Stockwell, who's an eminent Nooker chiropractor, GAPS practitioner, and here to focus on how you can enjoy that glass of milk, that cup of yogurt, that dish of ice cream, that butter on your corn, all of those good things.
You might be going a little too far.
No!
The study didn't include ice cream.
Yeah, well, how can you talk about dairy stuff and not talk about really good ice cream?
Well, there's some new research. In fact, the title of this little segment, I guess we could say, new research could banish the guilty feeling for consuming the whole dairy products. It's a study that was just finished and published out of the University of Texas, and it's published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. And I'm quoting from the study, found no significant link between dairy fats and cause of death, or more specifically, heart disease and stroke, two of the country's biggest killers that's often associated with a diet that's high in saturated fat. In fact, certain types of dairy fat may help, as the study said, guard against having a severe stroke.
So this was paid for by whom?
I do not know. I didn't go
I'm
that
betting
far.
The dairy industry paid for this, but that's okay.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt it, but it came out of the University of Texas.
Yeah, but they hire the University of Texas.
Well,
or
this
any
is a
of these
part,
universities. They get paid by whoever it is to do research, and the dairy industry comes along and says, okay.
That's
like
true.
Going to a lawyer and saying, this is the way the city council, the city solicitor works in Framingham. Somebody tells them what they want to have accomplished. Okay, I want this to be legal. And then he goes and finds a way to make it legal. He finds law. That's how this stuff works. Well, here's the end result we want.
Now
you go get us there.
There is a wave of reawakening coming across this country right now about the beneficial aspects of saturated fats.
I'm not. Listen, you're not going to have an argument for me. I'm a dairy farmer, remember?
Yeah.
I love the cows. I think dairy is very good for you. And the way the dairy industry has been disrespected because of some of this nonsense is it isn't based in fact, but there are things that sort of need to be parsed here. So I'm sure you're going to do that.
Well, the dietary guidelines for America that comes out of the USDA and a few other places have always recommended, you know, the fat-free, low-fat dairy. And if you're going to have milk, make sure it's skim milk. If you're going to have cheese, you want the lowest fat cheese as you can. You want the low-fat yogurt. You want the fortified soy beverages. Well, this study kind of says, wait a second, slow down. Because all those things are loaded with sugar. When you take fat that Mother Nature made out of any food and put it in the marketplace, the only way it even begins to be somewhat palatable is to load it up with sugar. And what the study is indicating, it's not the fat that's been the problem with heart disease, cancer, and strokes. The problem has been the high amounts of sugar that the food industry has to put into these processed foods to put some kind of taste back into them once the natural fatness has been removed, the flavor of the fat itself. This is a significant study.
There are a lot of things. Yes, ice cream, that's what happens with some of these dairy products. But there is the people who are trying to steal, that is, the non-dairy products like soy and almond milk and coconut. This isn't even milk.
And rice
milk. Milk comes from a mammary gland. It doesn't come from a nut, or some plant growing in the ground. So they use that term, and it's fallacious to begin with. So I don't believe anything that they tell you about the value of any of that stuff because they've started with a false premise.
Well, this study was funded by the National Institute of Health, the NIH, which is what the NIH is there for, primarily, is they dish out the millions and millions of dollars that Congress gives them every year, and they dish it out to various studies. So it was a government funded.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. The government's corrupt. There could be somebody in there that goes from the milk states and says, he's on the committee that oversees the farm bill, and they want this result or that result. So, but it is interesting, and it's good to know that we are oftentimes put into hysteria over information that isn't correct. Use your own common sense. What does your body tell you? Does it like this stuff? Speaking of that, your body tells you with burps and gas and things that if you are have a problem with a particular type of food, it doesn't set well in your gut. And so, therefore, you need Life Change Tea to cleanse your gut. Jack will tell you, gut security, that's what you need. That's really what this is about. Everything, all diseases, inflammation starts in your gut. If you don't have a clean one, you're in trouble. Life Change Tea will clean your gut and keep it clean. Get Life Change Tea. Drink a cup every day. Get it now at GetTheTea.com. Use the code DJB. They'll ship it free. GetTheTea.com.
This program was edited by Bob K. Sound and Recording. Visit BobKSound.com.
Hi, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4886 now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, a newspaper article, a legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.